Okay, we're going to leave that one there because I want to get a few minutes in to talk about your bill today, Nessa, on funding of the greyhound industry. So just explain what that, okay, that bill, in very briefly, if you can.
So the bill does three things. It removes the 2080 lock on the funding. So at the moment, whatever the government decides to spend on horse racing, greyhounds will get a 20%, 80-20 breakdown of that. The second thing is that it requires a business case to be laid before the minister. At the moment, it's really a spending plan that gets laid before the minister. And finally, then the minister could retain funding for the next year based on that business plan. So if they get, if the minister,
if they're not impressed with the business plan, they could say, well, you're not going to get the full 18 million.
The thing to say about this is, you know, the larger parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil particularly, have no interest in kind of tackling some of the issues around greyhound racing. And what I realised in kind of looking at this issue is that there's very few areas where everybody agrees. Actually, decoupling of the fund is the one area where everybody does agree. The department looked into it in 2020 and found they needed primary legislation. Here's the primary legislation. In 2020, the CEO of what's now Rossia Conheran said he had no concerns around decoupling it, that he didn't believe that it would lead to less funding. He thought it would lead to more funding, which it could do. And generally, people like me who have concerns around things like traceability and all that kind of stuff, we also want to see it decoupled because we feel that while you're getting funding by default, without proper oversight, you'll never really get to the nitty gritty.
Yes, but of course, everyone knows where your overall position on. You
I've know, never suggested anything other than so what my position
there's
is.
A great suspicion, but she's in the minority there. So
okay, so Barry, does everyone agree? Do you agree with all of this?
There's logic to the proposal that's contained and the proposal contained within the bill, and without seeing it at first hand. From what Nessa has explained, I wouldn't have any great difficulty with the proposal either.
And you wouldn't be concerned that it ultimately will be the beginning of the end?
No, not at all. Now, this was discussed prior to formation of government and during those talks that I alluded to earlier. And it was a commitment, we agreed on a commitment to increase the funding towards welfare within the greyhound industry. And that is ongoing. And there's progress being made, not at the pace one would like. And there's many questions are still asked. But in relation to what's proposed in this bill, I have no problem whatsoever.
Would you? You have greyhounds yourself, yeah?
I go home and feed a few tonight, yeah.
They're track greyhounds or coursing greyhounds?
They're track greyhounds, yeah.
And is there a general sense of fear and loathing out there in the greyhound world that...
Well, there's an understanding that...
The politicians are coming for them.
No. Look, there's an understanding that the industry is challenged and it can't accept handouts... ad nauseum into the future without being in a position to have a business case that allows it to stand on its own two feet with help and assistance from the government, of course, because there's 6,000 jobs in the greyhound industry, 29,000 in the thoroughbred racing industry. It's, you know, billions, 1.84 in relation to the horse racing industry, generates a global leader in its field in both greyhound racing and horse racing. It's a rural dimension to it. There's great enjoyment from it. Yes, of course, there are issues within it which have to be addressed and should be addressed, and I would hope will be addressed while we're in a position of trying to ensure that that is the case.
Lynn?
No, I have no issue with the decoupling. And in fact, Sinn Féin brought forward an amendment to the Horse and Greyhound or the Greyhound Racing Fund last year and will bring forward one similar this year, which is calling for a full review of the Exchequer funding and a breakdown and an analysis of that. And I think that would probably, if that was carried out, we'd have some independent analysis of the business case for the greyhound racing industry.
Where is Sinn Féin on the greyhound industry as it is? And
the party's position is to support the greyhound racing sector. I've been very open about my views on greyhound racing, but I've also said, and I've said this to the greyhound racing industry, I've said it in the floor of the Shannadan in committee, those who would like to see the greyhound racing succeed into the future have to ask the question, why are people not going to the races anymore? And they're not going to the races because they have serious concerns about animal welfare. And if you don't clean up your house, it's going to continue to fall. Like the rate of attendance is...
It has to put a business case in place.
Between 2008 and 2018, there's been a 55% fall in attendance.
Yeah, it's improved again as of late. Have you been to the dog track lately?
I have not been to the
dog track.
Average
attendance is 224.
There are 4,000 out in Shelburne foreign partners.
Well, hang on a second. And how many of them were concessions? Because that's the other issue, is that a lot of the tickets are given away for free. I was offered tickets to the Shelbourne Racecourse only recently from Greyhound Racing Ireland.
Yeah, but
the CEO came in and was offering tickets to everybody at the committee that they would go to the Greyhound Racecourse.
Some tracks have been challenged, and there's people involved in the industry are volunteering to help and assist in order to ensure that it can make a better offering to the public, in order to ensure that numbers do increase and that the industry has a strong
footing.
But
would you not
accept
that there's overbreeding in the industry, and until that's tackled, you're going to continue to have
a welfare issue? We're going to have to come back to this again.
There are welfare issues that have been addressed and increased funding to ensure that is the case.
Overbreeding still exists.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.